views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to this week's episode of the Tracy L. Clark Show. As always, I'm your host, Tracy L., and we are talking today about the energy behind weight gain and weight loss, everything to do with weight, which is an obsession in North America. But we're going to give you some of the keys behind the energy and the components that most people don't look at and what they forget. And when we start to open that field up, you'll start to actually see, and hopefully your lights will go on to give you some tips that you can start to implement in your life today and make that road easier for you and make you more empowered. As always, I like to start our show off. I call it the TLC God Minute. You can call it Universe Divine, whatever it is for you, the energy of love. And the message that came today was to remind each and every one of you, I wrote it down as I channel it through, you are perfect in every way. Never forget that. So love yourself just the way you are. And I love that message because of what we're talking about today, because we do forget that self-love and learning it, right? Self-care, everybody's really good at. Self-love, we all kind of don't do the best job that we could. So I want to encourage each and every one of you, bookmark Transformation Talk Radio, wherever else you might be listening to this, please subscribe to make sure you never miss an episode so you can continue to shift with us each and every day and live really the best life you know you're ready to live. Also, go to TracyLClark.com. Download your free 18-minute cleaning out the weeds audio where I will keep you in the energy and shift you and sift you. So let's get right into the meat of what today is and the energy. You know, when I look in North America, there are more people in North America than in Europe. And I don't know if you've spent a lot of time in Europe, you'll understand what I'm saying, that the nutrients are not in our foods. People are getting heavier than ever. There's a lot of illness and sickness. And Dr. Bruce Lipton did an incredible video on YouTube. I wish I could reference it. And I listened to it again just the other day. And it was really talking about your cells and how basically in the industry of keeping you sick, there's an industry to keep you sick. And just following the energy of it and really a lot of programming, that is my specialty, right? I work with people to remove the program so you become empowered. And he was talking about in this video how the energy of the system, when the cells actually get super stressed and super overworked, which we know stress causes weight gain, yes, but there's another key to this. And I've been teaching this for years, and I was so happy to read this because we all know stress causes your body to go into a weight gain. And or weight loss. I was one of those people where I went the other way. I got so stressed, I didn't eat. And I got really, 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 really underweight. And what happens is when the stress comes out, people say, okay, I'll remove the stress. Everybody knows the science and your cortisol goes up. Let's get rid of the stress. The reason the body, though, that is only one component of how you actually remove the issue out of your body, to take control of your body and to really be the master of your own body. And because we're not taught how to actually tune into what our bodies are telling us, we are now programmed as a mass society to basically say, okay, I'm going to get that quick pill. Like, give me, look at all the shakes. Look at all the diet stuff online. Look at all the lotions and potions. I have so many clients that come to me and say, Tracy, I've been on so many of these pills and now you have damaged kidneys or livers. And you know, you look over in Europe, they eat a very balanced, beautiful diet of everything because their food is still really, really clean. And so that is one component. You've got to make sure you eat good food. And I will agree with all the people out there. And I know I implement that in my life. I tend to go to farmers more than I do to my local grocery store unless I have to. And it makes a difference. But here's the thing that no one tells you about that I learned in my own life. When the stress is minimized, your body will repair. Your body will restore. How many times have you maybe been in a job or you've been through a stressful marriage or your body already has a lot of pathogens and information in it around viruses and illnesses and diseases? And they've proven that scientifically that they can take some of your blood and find that. But here, the question is that the stress goes away. So I had removed the stress out of my life, but I was still kind of, my body would go up and down because I had all this programming from when I was younger, because I would dance and do these things that people would always say to me, you got to lose more weight, you know, you're too big. So I had all this programming that I wasn't good enough. I was too big, even though I was not. I look back, go, wow, I was so small. But you imagine if you're being told this over and over, your body hears it and starts to believe it. So as you go through your life and you remove the stressful situations, you also have to look at all the other programming you bought into and to understand to love yourself. And these are the two things that you really need to replace it with. Removing the stress is only number one. The other thing is you have to replace it with joy and happiness. Joy and happiness also counteracts anxiety and depression. People don't understand that. And when so much, if you look at in North America, especially since, if you go back and they've done a lot of studies since before even 9/11, they started to put in a lot more stress into the system. So now a lot of people are running on stress for their money, stress for their job, keeping up with the Joneses, whatever it is. It's like go, 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 go. And there's more sickness, more illness, and more weight gain, because it's really quick to go and get processed food or drive through because your choices aren't very good. When you start to override and put in the joy and the happiness, what naturally happens energetically is you start to have, even if you start with a little bit of joy and happiness, I said to one of my clients last night, if you can, before you go to bed, just watch something that makes you laugh a half an hour before, and it'll start to really affect your system. And she says, yeah, I go to bed and I'm doing, you know, I'm nervous. I got all this stuff going on. I'm overthinking. But that little happiness gene will start to kick in. Again, this work is about this. I hate calling it work, but this way of life is a way of life, because you're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have peaks and valleys. Everybody, I had this big frustration this morning because people say to me, Tracy, everything in spiritual is love and light. I'm like, no, it's not. If you wake up, it's actually pretty crappy. It really does suck because you have to clean all that stuff out. And if you're working with people that are truthful with you, they're going to tell you things you don't like. But that's so you can move through them and you can become empowered. And so when you have the joy and the happiness, what happens is you make better choices. You go, I'm not going to go through that drive-through because I lost those 5 pounds. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling happy. You know, you bring in the energy of when you meet somebody and you fall in love and you're all happy, right? And everything's really cool and funky. And you're like, yeah. So you're like, oh, I'm going to exercise a little more. I'm going to, you know, take better care of myself. You just naturally do it. So the body will naturally pick up on this and bring it through, which will then, you will actually be very, and I'll thank that Hannah God of strength in all of you listening, strong to having a little bit of that extra, it'll go and it'll stay off. But if you get yourself into another high stress environment and the happiness and the joy starts to shrink down, then what'll happen is that'll, for most people, they'll start to gain the weight or they'll start to make poor choices. So you can be very thin, but not very healthy, right? And that's how I was. I was very thin, but I was not very healthy. Like I had one of those body fat things done and I was literally on a scale showed anorexic because I was so stressed. And even though the doctor said, well, you're an anorexic, the fat test showed I was like really fat, like 40% or something. So I was not in healthy shape. And my body was a mess anyways at that time. So my whole body was a mess. And as I learned to bring more joy in my life. So what I want to encourage each and every one of you today, because today is also a call-in show, 1-800-930-2819. If you want to clear some energy and ask, we have Jennifer on the line. We'll get right to her. It's about really understanding how can you put more joy. And this is when you do the spiritual work or you do the journey, what happens is you can find that there's not as much joy. We have Maggie, if anybody's watching, she has to come and pay attention. My cats have been very interactive today with me. So if you can see the video, you're like, there she is again. by putting in the joy, it really allows a lot of change and transformation, and you will make better choices. You will make better decisions, and your brain will become clearer, and you will decide to eat differently. You will decide that you can really empower yourself. But it, again, it is about staying in that field. So when you go through something, you have to change your transition, and energetically it becomes very difficult or painful, and that joy and happiness is not there. It's at that point that you might see that stress level spike. And that's where you'll notice more of the wrong choices come in. So with stress, thank you, God, we start to remove the accumulation of stress, open you to see the awareness of where the stress levels are, so we can put you into a place of really empowering you so you can make the better choices. So remember, happiness and joy, because every time you say take something out, it needs to be filled with something else. All right. So Carter, we have Jennifer on the line, right? Yep.
Jennifer from Ontario. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you today?
I'm good, Tracy. How are you?
Fabulous. We got Maggie just banging against this computer and moving around. She must have known you were on the phone.
Yeah, giving me some of her nice calm energy.
Yeah. So what's your question today?
Oh, boy. You know that this is my biggest challenge. For 25 years with lots of other stuff, really kind of had challenges with me after I had my daughter, right? And I've done everything that I possibly can do. Not everything, but I've tried. And I know that my body actually feels better when I'm in like a size 11.
Yes.
And after I had my son, I'm actually bigger than when I was pregnant with my son. And it's just been a fight. So I'm glad you had this call in for the weight, and I'm sure that there's lots of challenges with other people, so I'm just asking you for some nice good clearing as usual.
Yeah, some clearing and shifting, because if you look at this, so what I was just saying, if you heard me talk about the stress and the stress levels, and with since your daughter was born, look at how much stress your body had gone through, and then you've been in very stressful environments as a single mom, and then also with your work environment, right? Extremely high stress environments. And how do you find your cravings when you're like, say, at work versus when you're at home?
You know, the cravings at work used to be much worse, but it's gotten a lot better. Honestly, it's gotten a lot better.
Good.
And home? Home, it's mainly if I eat, now I wouldn't say properly, but you know what I mean. If I eat okay during the day, at night, it's hard for me to kind of control eating after a certain point, because I've even tried the intermittent fasting. It worked for a few days, and then I'm starving at the end. So I'm just trying different stuff, I guess.
Yeah. It's funny. I was just telling Carter, our producer, that I do intermittent fasting once in a while. Ever since I was really, really sick. And I do it more for health reasons, not for weight issues. But, and what you can find is I find energetically, so the body gets into a program. Your body's in a program that nighttime is sort of your, the way they say, it's not really, I don't want to call it like eating your feelings, but the nighttime is when you get to have that sort of alone time with you, right? And that little bit of alone time. And then it looks like the body is, that's where it's then triggering that care and that nurture, because it's so much of your day. So it still shows that about 85% of your day is really about helping and caring. So your energy expenditure, basically, how you're pushing that out to other people versus what's coming back, isn't really in balance. So then at nighttime, what's happening is that's that nurturing, right? So food becomes the nurturing. And so that's what I'd like to adjust a little bit more for you today, because if we can adjust that, what happens is then the nighttime can be more nurturing, not self-care. So self-care, right, is the bath, stuff like that. But the nurturing component is really, it's interesting, because what I keep hearing this music, it's like I would play some of that really good high vibrational music at night, wind yourself down, watch some things, and, you know, sort of involve yourself, like I was saying earlier, in some stuff that's a little bit funny. And when I put that energy in your field, it lightens up a little bit more. And then that happiness, like I was just talking about, seems to grow better. And then it looks like you're not really turning to the food as much, because we can also do another shift that shows to lower the cravings, right? Lower them down. It's just what you have to understand is it's been a pattern for so long. It's not like your daughter is one, right? Like she's in her 20s. So this pattern had been there for so long. So the more you keep going, yeah, you know what? And it's okay to fall off the wagon. People don't get that, but it's all right. But it's like if you made it 2 or 3 days doing your intermittent fasting, if it felt good, celebrate it. Like, wow, that's awesome. Most people can't do one. How does that feel when you turn into those shifts?
It feels a little bit lighter, honestly.
Yeah, that's what we want, because that's the truth. So I want to just thank the hand of God of removing the accumulation of the patterning that has come in and the belief system that losing weight has to be very hard or very difficult. But it, for you, it was more definitely a tied to trauma, which there, as you know, that's all been kind of coming out, but it looks like there's a tail end there. And the more time you have with really just of self in changing the routine. So, you know, and I don't know if you know this, but in old ways, one of the ways they have, many scientists and people have talked about, you know, shocking the system into a new belief pattern means trauma. Well, I don't really want to do that. We don't like that. There's an easier way. I don't think we have to do that anymore. But what it is reversing the perception. So nighttime for you needs to become a little bit more joyful. And when nighttime becomes more joyful, as the body's coming down from stress, it should be less inclined to want to go and put food in.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I'll reset that for you, and then you let me know how that's moving, okay?
Okay, thanks. And I've also done the scale or endorphin therapy. I'm not sure if that would help with the feelings of the lightening up.
Yeah. Tom Palladino, we have him on the show. He's going to be in the Toronto area if anybody's here on August 7th. There's a free event. I will let people know. The endorphin cleanse is actually really good, because it actually, I'm on it all the time. I actually really like it. You will still have your up and down days depending on what's shifting astrologically, energetically, but it does keep a nice balance. It does keep you in a more happier state, especially if people are listening to this and they're in the GTA region, so the Toronto area, you know, the millions, the weather has been really bad, very cloudy, which does affect your mood. It really does. So we haven't had that sunny break yet, right? So that's where the endorphin cleanses really do help. If you're in an area where you get a lot of rain and you're not really, you don't do too well. A lot of empaths don't do too well in very rainy climates. People don't realize that a lot of empaths do thrive off the sun. It's just, and people do in general, but empaths especially, because of the way we move energy. So I definitely, I like it. If it feels good, then I would stay on it. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks,
right. Tracy. Okay. Thanks.
Okay,
have a great day. All right, Carter, we have Jessica on the line.
Yeah, Jessica from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you today?
I'm good. Last time I spoke to you, I was a few weeks ago, about a job and my business. I don't really have a business established yet. I don't have the capital. I owe a lot of money. And today I have an interview, actually, with the Salvation Army for a philanthropy coordinator.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's nice. See, opens up. That's what we look for. And don't get too frustrated, guys, if you're listening right now. I'll tell you. This, like, moon energy in right now, it's why I do the global online calls the times I do, because a lot of people are spiking. They're like, what's happening? What's going on? There's a lot of natural clean out of old stuff leaving. So you can feel, don't feel nervous, but you can feel frustrated or agitated. Oh yeah, yesterday I was agitated through the roof. I was like, what's going on? Like, oh right, the moon. And then when I reset it, I was fine. So don't go into that space too much, because I see you might want to a little bit right now. So I'm just going to clean that up for you. You don't need that. But we'll make sure that we align you to the interview. It just says actually show up to be yourself. Like, just be yourself. And there's some old belief patterns that to get into new work or to really get your business moving and shifting and to get out of that debt, there's something about it has to be really difficult and hard. And I want to move that out, because that is what then creates more blocks, right? Rather than, okay, I'm getting through this, but there's these new doors opening and I'm pulling them through to me. So that's like a new way of talking almost, that we don't talk that way, but we should, because then we would get things faster and then we'll pull that energy through. Do you know the first name of the person you're meeting with?
The first person starts with the letter A.
A, okay. Okay.
And
so
then
I'm just,
I have two more other people it's like a panel.
Yeah, that's okay. So we just need the first one there. So what we're going to do is I'll just pull that energy through so they can actually feel you, hear you, and see what you're saying, and then we can highlight that for you. And there's other opportunities behind that, so I like that. That means choice, so that's good. We'll open it up some more. So you'll be able to have a good time. And do you have another question you want us to shift?
Yes, actually, about my dreams. I've been having really vivid dreams, I'm sure because of the moon again.
Oh, trust me, they are cleaning like crazy.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm living in this other parallel universe, and I have like broken sleep, and it's normally with the same person.
Yeah.
It's been like that for about a week.
So there's energy.
I kind of feel like almost like a panic attack, but like a panic attack starting in the morning, but it's not. It's weird.
Yeah. It's the energy still leaving from the dream. So actually what you can see, the energy is trying to do is disconnect and clean up this whole relationship energy that is there, right? So when we have a reoccurring person in our dream, a lot of times people don't realize that there's just a lot of cleaning going between you and them. But you can wake up in a very big, it can feel, because the energy of the dream as you're waking up, it seems like it's still very present with you. So then it'd be like, what is that? That's normal. So let's start to clean that up so we can disconnect some more of the karma and the energy so the dream state can actually process quicker and you don't have to have it over and over and over again. Sometimes when we have them, people are like, oh, do I have to connect? Do I have to do? I'm like, no, it's just your subconscious cleaning it out, letting it go. And then there's also there's a lot of underlining issues that it looks like your body's purging through the dreams, because what they're showing is any hurts or traumas or fears, not even necessarily related to them, that you've experienced, looks like they're trying to clean out and clear your path for you so you can start to kind of walk into this June energy and to the end of the year in a lot clearer, more focused direction. So that's actually really good. So I would thank that dream and thank them.
That
should feel a lot better. You're welcome. You're so welcome. You're so sweet. Have an incredible day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. We always like to be able to have the call-in shows and shift people and shift their energy. You know, the other thing that I want to really discuss here is I want to start to remove, and I do a lot of this with people, the programs and the paradigms that, you know, social media, and especially in North America, it's like, it's a love-hate thing, and I'm going to say why. Because what happens is we start to look at, and in the old days, we just had magazines that would program us, or we had television that would program us. But it starts to program that if we don't look like, you know, that rock star person over there who might be like a fitness trainer or whoever, they're sure they're going to have that, maybe that body you say, I want that. That's not, we want to start to remove the comparison and the competitive energy, because all body types can be super healthy and super beautiful. And people say this, but they don't fully believe it and they don't integrate it. So if you're one of those people that are still beating yourself up or nagging at yourself or saying, oh my God, I don't look like that, or I don't have that, I want to just think that I got removing the accumulation of where you got that programming from. Because I really start to think, where did that programming come from? What happened? What was going on? Because all of those thought patterns also create a very, not only things like body dysmorphia and stuff like that, which I know I went through very badly, it creates our lack of self-love, and it also creates more weight gain. It makes it harder to lose the weight, or you lose the weight because you're feeling super happy. You see this a lot with people who go through divorce. They go to the gym, they lose their weight. I'll be there. They're happy. They meet someone else, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, my weight came back on. Everything else came back on. And it's because you didn't really get to the root. So what it really is looking at, especially with the issue with weight and the topic with weight, is to make sure that you're always getting to what that root cause is. And it is 99.9% an emotional root of something. And you can also, yes, and people say, you know, is it genetics? Is it traits? I would actually go away from that way of thinking, because if you really understand connection and listening to your body, what it's telling you, your body is always telling you something that's going on, but normally people are just not paying attention. And that is why over time, the weight creeps up and creeps up and creeps up. And it's really about reprogramming and repatterning on a regular basis. Because when you start to reprogram, repattern on a regular basis, that's how the body gets the message. That's why I say it's not a one-time thing. It's like, okay, where did I start beating myself up? How many words have you said to yourself that wasn't in kindness? Like, I don't look like that, or I'm too fat, or I'm too thin, or you say these negative thinking things to your body. You're thinking that the body's picking it up. So when you start to reprogram and repattern a belief system, and you start saying to yourself, okay, you know what? This weight can come off easily. What is the underlying emotion, or what is the underlying thought? What happened? What was going on in my life when I started to put it on? And then you can just start to communicate, and your body will naturally find this beautiful, beautiful set point. So I really, really love it. So we have Kathy and Carrie on the line. But first, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to Kathy. I want to encourage you to check out tracylclark.com. If you want to actually shift 90 minutes of shifting in the energy, tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, the global online event, you get a replay. Even if you can't make it, you'll be in the energy. You can get it at tracylclark.com. Also, to check out, which we have on there, is our Effortless Realm, where I'm shifting you every week, but you're also included in the Global Online Call. So you got a little bit of a bonus there to help keep you in the energy. Because I, like I said, I'm so tired of people saying, Tracy, is it all love and light every day? It's not. You've got to hear things that are going to piss you off, upset you. But that means that we also stay with you to help you get to the other side. And I know I've been there. I was the first person to really, in my really understand, to really go, oh my God, I just told that person to get lost. I didn't like what they had to say, but what they had to say was actually truth. And when I really looked in, that's the only way you get transition, is by looking in and seeing what truth is. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be with Kathy in just a few minutes.
You said forever, you said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com and visit jenniferzellup.com to thrive with Jen.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. Carter, we have Kathy. We're just going to bring her right on in.
All right. We have Kathy from Oakville. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Trace. As you know, I've been struggling with weight for many years. Mm-hmm. I know it was my body's way of dealing with stress. Mm-hmm. I have tried many different things. I tell my body every day that it has a fast metabolism and that it liquefies fat. And it doesn't want to shift. And I don't know if it's a belief system or what it is, but I'm not comfortable the way it is right now. So.
Yeah. Yeah. it's really big because, again, like I was saying earlier, we have to start to override the system now removing the subconscious programming that still keeps the body in protection mode during times of stress. So it's so used to being in protection mode all the time during high stress times. So now that the body's working to shift out of those high stress times, we have to increase and override it with, like what I was saying, with more of the happiness and the joy. So the body is actually, looks like it's still programmed. So no matter what you do, right? You'd be like, I tried that. It's not happening.
Right.
Because now what you can see is the body is actually permanently, Maggie's trying to get on the computer here, is now permanently on that on guard mode. And that's what we have to start to bring down, where the body actually gets very strong and very in alignment to having the happiness and the joy override being on guard. That's what it's showing. So it's automatic, right? Because it was in that programming for so long. That it's like, right. Well, wait a minute, we have to stay this size because that's where we have safety. That's where we feel protected and nurtured rather than bringing in full on nurturing packages. So by increasing the nurturing you get and by decreasing the stress and overriding the happiness and joy factor, bringing more of that in. So normally what it's kind of showing is to really look outside, look in the day and say, what part of my day is really joyful and happy and what parts are still stressful or boring, right? And then we've got to start to bring that energy down and increase so you feel like you have a purpose and you're here and the body's moving and it's in that joy and it's fluid. And then it looks like the body starts to shift. So that's what we have to start to break.
Absolutely. Like I'm trying all this and it just seems like, yeah. You know, I am working on that, but it isn't shifting. So, okay, I'll just try and bring
Don't look at what isn't shifting. Look at where, so when we go to this isn't shifting, I don't see that result on the scale or my pants right now, that will create another block, right? So we want to remove that accumulation. And I would actually study, so really take a week. It says to show a week and track it, kind of like how you track food. Okay, what part of this day was joyous and happy and what part of this day was boring and stressed? What part of this day really was nurturing to me and how much of the day wasn't? It sounds like a little bit of homework, but it shows like if you do that for a week and then let me know how that's sitting, that there's another, it's like this old paradigm starts to crumble. So it's like a homework for 1 week. Yeah. And then let me know how that fits. Okay. You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. All right, Carter. We have Carrie from Atlanta.
Yep. Carrie from Atlanta. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Tracy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. I love this show. It's awesome.
I'm so happy. I like it too because it's a topic as women, right? And men, we all are kind of like, what's going on in North America here?
I know. You bring up a good point for me because about programming, you know, because I was always fairly thin. And then like my programming has started, you know, I quit smoking, I gained weight. You know, stress goes right to my belly, you know, as I'm coming into menopause, you know, I'm getting that menopause belly. And it's like, I cannot get rid of this belly. No matter what I'm doing, I'm like, I'm eating, overeating, not eating, you know, it's like I'm going back and forth with all these things. And if it's like something simple as programming, I don't know.
It is as simple as programming, but it's programming is also not simple. So you think about the program. So these programs that you've been programming, menopause is a huge one, ladies. Oh my God. Like when you got menopause, you're going to gain all this weight and it's natural. It's not. You don't have to. Like there's a lot of, I say this all the time. Look at all these beautiful women in Europe that go through menopause and they're not gaining all this weight. It is a program that's put in. Now we have a huge collective field where every woman going through a certain age is like, oh, well, I'm getting heavier because I'm going through menopause, and it doesn't really have to be that way. So like, think how big that programming is, right? Like it's massive. And then like you said, and then all the people, and I want our listeners to get this. I'm going to start to move this for you because then I love the other one you brought up. So people are hearing this, that when my mother quit smoking and I was like 12, you know, so many, many years ago, I remember her saying it as soon as you said, oh, I'm going to get wet. I'm going to get fat. I'm quitting smoking. So I'm like, wow. As soon as you said, I'm like, look at all the programming that other people are constantly putting in your face. And then when your stress goes up, right? So you tend to, you over-focus on the stomach because you don't like it. Normal. That's a normal thing to do. And then all of a sudden, so when we, again, over-focus on an area, we get more resistance. So now, and then also stress of your work, stress of other people that also contribute stress in your life. So you can see how high that radar is, right? So kind of like Kathy with the programming, it's so ingrained because it's been there for a lot of years, actually. Like it started with you listening to other people. And then as you transitioned in your life, you went, oh, and the body pulled that programming in. So that's what I have
Let's get rid of it.
Yeah, we have to start to remove all the thoughts, all the patterns, all the beliefs, all the hesitations, the resistance, everything you heard, all the collective consciousness that you heard from other people and all of their systems. So they can be in those systems, but I want to strengthen your system starting to exit it and have the awareness. So now, similar to what I was saying with Kathy, the awareness of what part of the day is creating more stress? Is it 70%? Because is it 70% or is it 80%? Is it 20%? Now your stress of the day rides quite high, right? So the happiness and the joy isn't getting in there. So if you actually, the way we start to talk to the body and reprogram, it's like I said, like driving a car, right? You don't just drive the car one time, you know how to drive the car. You do it a little bit over and over and then you become the expert and then you just do it naturally. It's like autopilot, right? So the body will do it on autopilot, but please remember, even if you're driving by a billboard that talks about take these pills or menopause, or you're listening to something about, well, this is what the body's going to do, that will actually pull the energy in if you still have the imprinting. So if you're aware of it, that's where you can say, okay, thank you, God, universe, fine, whatever. We're not taking this energy and I'm not taking this information in. And then use the tool to reset, let go. Because your stress, when your stress goes up, that's when it goes. So it's actually not even about your food, your diet. Like your diet and food is reading like energetically like 2%, which means nothing. Like this is nothing. Like it reads fairly good. So even if you're having your snacks when you're stressed, it's not literally affecting the system energetically. It's not showing as a big issue. It's actually showing the stress levels of the actual external environment and belief systems are riding more in that 80%, which is huge. That's big.
Okay. Yeah, that is.
Yeah. So I'll adjust that for you. And if you can be very strong in the awareness now of what you say to yourself or how you look at yourself, and even if you catch yourself, thank you, God, I delete that. Oops. And I'm going to just override it and impart, you know, my strong, healthy body and just really accepting too the way our systems are, when we start to accept our bodies and we start to like them the way they are and we get happier, like I said, you start to notice that you won't go into stressful situations as much anymore. They'll go away and then the body can actually start to recalibrate because you will make different choices. So I'll adjust that and then let me know how that thought process is moving through, okay?
Okay,
less stress. Less stress, people. Yeah, less stress. Happy genes. That's what I say. You want to increase the happy gene.
Thanks, Carrie. Have an incredible day.
Thank you. You too. Thanks.
Thanks. All right, Carter, we have Carla on the line.
Yep, Carla from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you today?
Good, thank you. I was wondering if you could help me out with my lifelong journey of losing the extra weight. I've always been a heavier set girl, and I've yo-yoed all throughout the years, but I've noticed that whenever I do have stresses, it causes me to eat and fill that void. But after leaving a terrible marriage, I did gain quite a bit of weight, but regardless of my efforts in the last year, I've struggled to lose that weight. And when I am counting calories and really working out, I have a tendency to get quite weak and faint. And luckily, I do have stomach issues, so I do eat healthy. Otherwise, I do feel sick. And also, I carry majority of my weight in my stomach area. So I'm not sure if you're able to see what the root cause could be, because I kind of want to just get this over and done with.
Yeah, I know, because it gets frustrating. And then again, we overfocus on it, and then it becomes more, right? And whatever we say, whatever you overfocus on, you get more. But yours is actually coming up more of... I don't like that word protection too much, but the bigger energy is like being on guard. So it looks like the body is expanding more to be on guard versus like your food. And when you were saying food and counting calories, like the energy was just like, get that out of there, get that out of there, right? I had to remove a lot of the belief system too around this whole sort of calorie in, calorie out, and really getting into increasing the system to not feel like it's in this like expansion. And there's something in your body as well that keeps showing that to move, like to expand energetically, to expand in your physical space, your spiritual space, your career, your life, that you have to expand as well. So it's a way of being seen, which is really quite interesting. So in your marriage, did you find that, or like you didn't really get seen the way you were supposed to? Yeah, because your body took that on as like, okay, then you will see me now. Like people, you will see me. And it took it on in a way of expansion, like it's pushing out your energy system. So I think you're ready to get rid of that, that you can actually be seen just who you are at any weight that you feel comfortable in, right? So, and that's the key, that you feel comfortable in. Like Jennifer was saying, she's more comfortable in a certain size, and we all are comfortable in that space. So we can move the set points around for you. Thank you, Bon. And I want to increase. So the metabolic rate looks like everything you've done. It also looks energetically very confused. So we actually have to reset it. There is a way to actually strengthen the body to reset it to the, and increase the energy to reset it to the actual natural set point. So when we do a lot of yo-yo, we're putting a lot of garbage in our body, you know, naturally it kind of gets a little confused. So that's like resetting the chemical electrical frequency patterns back into the metabolism and the immune system, because your immune system, when it's really healthy, right, keeps all disease out of the body. And now you're saying you have also with the stomach issues, the processing of everything going through life is, looks like it's slowed down a little bit more as well. So we have to speed up how you move through your life, how the processing of life works, and then to trust that that has a new way. So there's part of the body energetically, you have a lot of information today, that's holding in the old way of doing things because it's safety and knowing. So then the body wants to expand until it actually gets into the new way and feels safe. So you've been moving in this incredible direction, but we have to now increase the body's knowledge and awareness to know that it is safe in the new direction, and it doesn't have to expand and hold on to all the rest of the weight that you no longer want to hold on to. So basically carrying like the weight of the world. You know, even when people say that, I'm carrying the weight of the world, or I feel like I'm carrying the weight of the world, then the body goes, oh, okay, and it'll expand, right? So we also want to adjust you for energy in, energy out, because sometimes when you're processing a lot of energy for other people as well, the body can really expand, but we want to remove that patterning and move that through. What's the number one thing you say to yourself that's not in kindness?
I think a body image would probably be it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's another way of exactly like it's the only way you're trying to find where if things feel out of control, the control, right? That also comes down to the weight. So it becomes a little bit over-focused. All right. This is where I say to people, it's not self-care anymore. It's really that self-love of really nurturing and then having that joy and happy. And the more joy, more happy, I keep sounding like a broken record, but the more that comes in, you can see even for you that the body starts to let go. So there's a whole bunch of what I call collective external patterning going on too. So that is very tied into gym ideas, weight loss ideas, pills, lotions, potions, all the programming that we in North America have. That's why that industry is so big, right? So there's so much programming. And it looks like I got to just unplug you from it so we can connect you stronger to internally. What does my body want to eat? What does it feel good with right now? Can it repair and restore? Yes, it can. And speaking those into the body as if it's already happened, as if it's already done. So I'll remove the, especially the on guard space and that expansion. I need to expand to be seen. Let's get rid of all of that as well. And then increase the metabolic system and reset you. Does that feel lighter when you tune in?
It does.
Yeah. That's the truth. That is the truth. And so keep moving in that. You can see there's a lot of, it's funny when I move that energy, there's a lot of heartbreak, heartache, heart pain that's coming out of the heart area. So it could leave you a little bit weepy, just FYI. Don't read too much into it. It's just, I can feel it. It's just energy that wants to leave. And then you'll start to feel clearer. And then you'll find that little spring in your step is going to get a little bit stronger. And then it's a natural process where the body will shift. And then you'll be like, I think I want to do this, you know, and that's where I say to the body, you might find yourself craving a different kind of exercise or a different way of being. You're like, oh, that's kind of fun. My body likes eating that way. And that's where when the, you know, the joy energy settled in, because it just becomes fun, it becomes effortless, and then the body just shifts on its own. That makes sense?
It does. Thank you.
Yeah, you did good. That's a big one. That's a big one. I want to thank the hand of God of blessing you even more and everybody else that's listening of just really getting to a place of that health, vitality, and that real self-love and just seeing how amazing you are. And as that nurturing comes in, you're going to see the rest of it's going to start to shift even more because you're quite a nurturer. So now that needs to come back to you too.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have an incredible day and let me know how you're doing. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Bye. You know, it's, I love having, when we have our callers in and that's all we can do today. We're almost at the top of the hour again. You know, if you really like to understand more of the shifting, again, we have the global online call tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can see it at tracyalclark.com. You know, it's really about staying connected. And like I was saying, so many times on this spiritual journey or path, people are just, I had a little frustration moment today because I'm like, it's not about just everything is joyous. If you're really looking within, it's hard. And you say, I still have this problem or this is still going. And that's when something is showing up in our life that isn't really shifting. And we say, I've done this and I've done that. What are you not willing to look at within yourself? What are you not really willing to look at? Is it a relationship that isn't nurturing you? Is it a job that's sucking the life out of you? Is it a frustration of where something maybe hasn't gone the way you thought and maybe it's time to take a new direction? Is it people that, you know, we can surround ourselves all day long with people that say, oh, you're wonderful and you're great, but are they really telling you the truth? So I know being in a very, very dysfunctional marriage and being very ill, I had a payoff. I had a payoff for it. So ask yourself, what is the payoff of being in this weight? What would happen if I really let this go? If I didn't have this anymore, what would change? Because there's a lot of other energies that would change. You would get more attention. Would your relationship be stable? Would you attract the relationship in that you're looking for? You know, what would change? But also look at the beautiful stuff as well, you know, being healthier and being happier. And that's what I want to increase for each and every one of you today. And understanding that we've created the TLC community to help you through that. Whether you check us out on the YouTube or the Instagram or right here at Transformation Talk Radio, where we're constantly helping you shift and transition and keeping you in the energy. It's why I created the monthly programs the way I did, to keep people in the energy. So when you have a valley, you have a place to go to say, hey, I need help. Or you may not understand. This has been a real doozy of a moon, and people are like, what's happening? And for a lot of people, they sometimes you won't feel it, other times you will. It's what are you cleaning out at that time? What's letting go? And how do you even know that that's always happening unless you're paying attention and you're in the field? And that's that awareness, because it's really about getting the happiness and the joy in there, but also understanding you will hit a stressful moment, you will hit valleys, you will have things that will come up. But by staying connected, by staying dedicated, by staying in a commitment to yourself and to the God consciousness or universe divine, whatever you want to say, but staying in that beautiful energy and really surrounding yourself with people that are supporting you and uplifting you and holding you up, you're going to see huge transformations and shifts in your life. And a lot of times when things are going really well, that's when we'll abandon our spiritual walk or our space. We'll say, oh, okay, I'm done with that. I got it. I got everything. And that's the worst time to abandon it, because that's the time that you should be having even more fun, because there's more creation energy and more manifestation energy when you are joyful and you're moving in the spirit and you're happy that way than when you're really feeling in the dumps. So just because you've gotten out of that space, that's the time to really anchor in so you can be in this creation energy. It's one of the keys that people don't talk about when manifesting and creating. It's hard when you're really feeling down, but it's easy when you're really happy because the energy is flowing, you're believing and you're trusting. And that's what I want to open up for each and every one of you, because even with weight loss and weight gain and how we hold for people, it is a much bigger package. And for each and every one of us, is it protection? Is it not being seen? You know, are you holding energy for other people? Are you afraid of change or transformation? Which, don't be afraid. There's always something beautiful on the other side. Are you afraid of taking risks? Is your marriage flat? Is it not working for you anymore? Is your relationship not working for you anymore? Is it, you know, all this programming that you've had? Like Carrie was saying from Atlanta, you know, do you have programming around, you know, menopause or not smoking? And really go back and scan that line. And what you'll find is that the truths will start to come up. And go, if on the YouTube, I put on my simple tool to reset, and we have so many testimonials. And all you do is you tap the heart, you say, thank you, God, reset, let go. You can say, thank you, universe, whatever it is. It reactivates the heart drive to let go of your beliefs and systems that are plugging you up. And you sometimes don't even need to know what it is. You don't even need to know what it is. But you have to acknowledge it. You have to acknowledge there's an energy there. There's a belief system there. There's something in there that needs to go. And when that system changes, but again, like riding a bike or driving a car, you have to do it repeatedly. And then it becomes natural. Just like I was saying, driving your car is natural. But when you start doing these little things in your day, they will become natural and you'll be able to continue to shift very quickly, because those programs will be the ones that are running in the back going, oh, I believe, I trust, it's coming, it's already done, it's on its way. And also some of the things that you can start to repattern if you're doing the heart drive reset tool is you can also say, you know what, I love my new beautiful body. I know that my body is listening to me. I know I feel safe. I know I'm looking at this dress, I'm letting it go. Thank you, God, reset, let go. But I'm also allowing new things to come in. So there's a huge expansion that you can put in your field by just talking to your body. And that's why I created the Body Regeneration Method. I know we have a one-day in-person class if you're in the Toronto area. We have an online health, fitness, and aging one in September that you can also see. But creating the Body Regeneration Method was when I learned that I had to actually reconnect to my body. And the reason I was so ill and I was having my own weight issues was all coming from all of this programming, and I wasn't listening to my body. And so often we don't listen to our bodies and we don't know what they're telling us, and we wait for a crisis. So my message today is, you don't wait for a crisis. You don't wait till things get out of hand. When you start to see them and you start to deal with them right away, that's when you're going to get the change. That's when you're going to get the transition. That's when you're going to find that there's all these new things happening for you and you're ahead of the curve. You're ahead of the curve. And if we were trained to actually listen to what our bodies were saying when we were younger, a lot of this programming wouldn't affect us. But please remember, there's a collective conscious programming. So even I always say you can unplug yourself, especially with weight, unplug yourself from the North American programming. You know, you look in the old days, like literally, if you were voluptuous and curvy, it meant that you were healthy and you were wealthy. And now there was some really screwed up energy that went in there that healthy is really tiny and it's not. Healthy is all levels and healthy is how you feel about yourself. And if you can unplug from the North American way of programming, I sometimes just take a little cord. I'm like, oh, plug into the European way because they have it right. People say they're having their wine and eating their good foods. They're not isolating any food. They have no resistance to anything. They just enjoy it, but they don't have any of the programming on food that we have in North America. They see it as a way of nourishing the body when they need it. And that's why they don't have the issues we do in North America. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us. I look forward to seeing you next week. Again, right here, 11 a.m., bookmark it, Transformation Talk Radio, or find us on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you find our podcasts. And please have an incredible, healthy week filled with love and filled with connection and commitment. Have a great week, everyone, and I will see you next week right here, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Tracy L. Clark Show.
Thank you for listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.